During Chafetz Chaim, we're up to the 10th chapter, the 5th Anachavim. Rosh Echad Misaper, Lashon Hara Al Chavero. Someone sees that a person is telling Lashon Hara about his friend. That's also one of the things that are prohibited. We said, if you see someone damaging someone, then you could help rectify it. Well, if you see someone telling Lashon Hara, you could also help rectify it. ולכן אם ישלמו בו כל הפרטים הנ"ל מותר לפרסם גודל גלות המספר זה לבני אדם. So just as we said, we have the details that allow us to tell other people when someone did something wrong. We had 7 details. So if you have the 7 details, then you're allowed to report that so-and-so is a thief. You're allowed to report in order to prevent further harm. Well, what if you know that someone's telling Lashon Hara? So, for example, your roommate can't get married year after year. He can't get married. And then one day you find out that Shmerel down the block keeps giving him a bad name every time they try to set him up. Shmerel says, ooh, you know his history. You know what? I wouldn't trust him. I had someone who did that to me. I was dating, and I was in Merkaz Arav. I was the only guy, I think, one of two, that made Aliyah. And there was someone who, every time I'd try to date, he'd tell people, you have a whole yeshiva of guys whose family live in Israel, and you have this one guy whose family lives in Chutzlarts. Who told you he's going to stay in Israel? Why would you date him? I don't know. I only got word about it, like, down the road. But I was in shock. You know, I said, yeah, okay, he's entitled to his opinion, but he convinced people not to go out with me. Like, what did I do wrong? So he went and told people, you have other guys whose families aren't in Chutz La'aretz. So I don't know if that falls under the category of Lashon Hara, because that's an opinion. He's not saying I did something wrong. It's his opinion. But coming back to here, let's say it is Lashon Hara. let's say it is Lashon Hara. So then if you have all the details fulfilled, mutar lefarsem godel gnut amsaper hazeh livnei adam, it's permissible to tell other people, hey, what this guy's doing is not right. וכל זה אינו מועיל רק אם אליו אחי גם כן כבר נתגלה הדבר לאיש שסיפר עליו. אבל אם עדיין לא נתגלה הדבר, אסור לספר הדבר אף לאחרים. חבר חבר ראית להם, המלא התגלה הדבר גם לא. ובכלל רכילותו. What happens if there's no direct harm? It's just not nice. So Shmerel keeps saying a negative comment about your roommate. But your roommate doesn't know about it. And as far as you know, there's no real harm. It's just not nice that he keeps saying that. So then, if you're going to try and publicize Shmerel's doing something wrong, your roommate will hear about it. And then you're going to actually cause the fight to erupt. You will have spread the Lashon Hara. So then you really can't do it. Even though Shmerel's wrong, he shouldn't be speaking that way about your roommate. But if by your coming out against Shmerel, you'll only cause it to get worse, or you'll cause the fights, or you'll cause your roommate to find out unnecessarily, so then you don't go into that. כמו שנכתוב מיות השם לקמן בלכות רכילות, וכל שכן שאסור לגלות הדבר לאותו פלוני גופה שדיבר עליו, אף שכוונתו לקנה לאמת, וזהו רכילות גמוהה. If you're going to go and tell your roommate, hey, you know what Shmerel's saying about you? So being that technically he's not getting harmed by it. It would just hurt his feelings if he heard about it. So that's also prohibited. אפילו אם אחד מן הפחותים לגלג מנחשוב שבישראל ואוהביו ורבו, even if there's a simple person who's mocking someone of great importance, then you still, there's no relevance, you cannot tell him. And we will learn more details about this as we go along. Yeah.
What about a situation where, in general, a situation where, like, oh, I want to tell you something about